Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we're answering a very common question, and I'm looking forward to getting that answer to you. Before we get started, I want to make sure if you're here joining us for the first time, welcome, and make sure that you subscribe to the channel and hit the notification bell. That's important so that every time we upload a new video, you get notified. And make sure that you like, comment, and share our videos because we want to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. And liking, commenting, and sharing the video helps us do that. Also, this month of May, we are giving away a magnet to everybody who sends in a Bible question. You can send in your Bible question at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. And for the month of May, you get a magnet. Stick it on the back of your car and do some good advertising for the Lord. I think that's good. All right, our question today is one that I said in the beginning is very, very common. And here's the question. My desire to reach and share the gospel of Jesus with the unsaved has been increasing more and more every time that I go out. As I encounter more people, one of the questions I have been asked is, why does God allow children to suffer terrible, heinous crimes and even get murdered? Boy, I have definitely heard this question before. It's just phrased in a different way. Why do bad things happen to good people? And I totally understand it because we do live in a world that is, frankly, terrible. It's wicked. There are so many things that are being exposed on a daily basis. There are some articles that I've read sometimes that make me so sick that I can't even continue to read them. It's just horrible what's happening in the world. However, there is a legitimate question here about why does God allow these things to happen? And it's difficult for me to give you an answer on that because honestly, I don't think it's up to us to have God answer that question. I just want to go through a couple of points here to kind of frame what we're talking about. The first thing is that when God created the world, he did it without any defect or malfunction. It was in perfect harmony. Genesis 1:31 tells us that. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And he rested on the seventh day because creation was done. Everything was in perfect balance. The second thing I want to take note of in this answer is that spiritual death, the sin nature, and the curse upon the earth all resulted from Adam and Eve's willful disobedience to God's command. And you can see that played out in Genesis chapter 3, verses 13 through 19. Third point, sin nature is brutal. Jeremiah 17:9, I'm sure we've all heard this before. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Let's stop there for just a second before we go on. Who can know the heart of a man? This statement is so true. How can you really know people's intentions? They can deceive you by the things they say, by the way they dress, by the places they go. You don't really know what's going on in a person's mind, how wicked and sinful this world is. And then you have Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 19, which is basically an accurate description of all of man's base nature. The fourth thing here is mankind is responsible and will be held accountable to God for all the wickedness that they commit. And we know this because of the great white throne judgment that is described in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 13. And the fifth thing here, as we wrap up, is God uses the wickedness of man for good. And that we can see in the story of Joseph and in the story of Job. Two people that had things happen to them that were horrible. Joseph was sold into slavery, was said to be dead, and he was accused of adultery with Potiphar's wife, which never happened. He was thrown in jail, and he kept his eyes on the Lord, and there's a very, very famous verse that I'm sure you've heard it before. Joseph said unto them, "Fear not, for I am in the place of God. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive. So as we're wrapping up here, I give you those five things just to kind of set the framework. God did not create sin, and he does not endorse it. He's not the one who causes these things to happen. The terrible things that happen to children and innocent people are a result of man and the wicked nature within man. The thing that I like to point to when I'm given the answer to this question is, yes, the world is terrible. Yes, there are horrible people. God does not sanction those things, nor does he make them come to pass. They are a product of man's decision to sin. Let me tell you what God did do about it. And I get excited about this part. God did what you and I could never do. You ever wonder, capitalism, communism, socialism, dictator, president, all these different things, these different forms of government, what are they all trying to establish? A utopia on earth set up by man? We know that man's heart is desperately wicked. Man cannot fix man. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to legislate God out and bring man in. What did God do? He said, I'll take your price. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This verse tells us that God has paid the price for this wicked, heinous sin. It's all been paid for. And a person receives everlasting life by simply believing on Jesus. So it's not that God sits back idly and does nothing about these things. The people that do these horrible crimes, they will have to answer to God. They don't have to necessarily answer to us. And I don't think it's our job to go out there and put God on trial. And I don't think the person asking this question is trying to do that. Honestly, we look at the horrible things in the world and we can look at what did God do about it. Jesus died in our place. He rose again 3 days later. And by simple faith in him, believing in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ for the full payment of your sin, you can have eternal life. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because we live in a fallen world. Let's lead them to Christ. I hope this gives you a good answer to your question. Don't forget, you can send your question in this month, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and you'll get a magnet in the mail. We'll get it out to you. So good to have these videos with you. I look forward to seeing you again. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.